So there is a repugnance. It's a repugnance expression. Kulche means kulche. No exceptions. And then he says chutzpi adol. So Basile also agree that wherever one utters two expressions and there is a repugnancy, so stops lashon vishin. So the second expression is rejected as verbiage. So memele, we are left only with the first expression. So in the Chazore, in the so-called Chazore, we only have what expression? Kulchem asurim. So we don't have a verbal Chazore, we have a verbal confirmation. So no bittul was chalim vani miktsas. So how can it be mevatel the whole Maisachloe? But in respect of it, so without a bittul, without the verbal Chazore, because it's in bittul b'shovim, and on Sade, that it didn't include Avo and Ochi. So lo nechri ku elo bei meir ilo yisi yudeya shaba b'neichem ho yisei meir pleini u pleini asuin v'yabe muter. So then there is no repugnancy. So that's the machlekes according to Basile v'rizidin of nedashut ha-mitzos yehud ha-kolei. I mean, bearing an analogy to the din of Eidesh Yehud ha-mitzoso shabot ha-mitzoso bot ha-kolo, and according to Bishamay there is no such thing. Then Rabbi says, the kula al mekolecha domari lo yisi de ashabu b'nechem, ho yisei me plenu plena asurim v'abe muter, iskolomitori. Why? Because everybody agrees with the din of medashut ha-mitzos yehud ha-kolei, that gzeras ha-kosel, that yal kusei, of kichol ha-yitzim b'yasa. Lo yinech miku elo bein meir, ilu ho yisi yedeya, shabu b'nechem, ho yisei meir, kulchen asurim, Kulchen asurin chutz mi'ab. Kulchen asurin chutz mi'ab. So bisham is sabu ekramir putovus bashadishin, or bisil sabu ekramir, you see, don't give a word on nitvas. Word on nitvas. In other words, so Rabbi is saying that according to Basile, we don't say tovus bashadishin. Now, but Rabbi holds that even Basile agrees with the aloche of tovus bashadishin. So the difficulty is, now, so according to Rabbi, even Basile will say Tofus Loshadishin. But here we have a machlekel between Rav Meir and Rav Yaisi. So that means that Basile agree with Rav Meir, and we have to pass like Basile here, and we pass like Rav Yaisi over there. So how could it be? So we have to say that he doesn't discuss. So according to the Shivim Kubetzes, he means when he says that even Basile, whole Tofus Loshon Vishen, he doesn't mean that even Basile will say Tofus Loshon Vishen in the case Harizut Murasei with Murashlom. There it's a Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yaisi, and we happen to pass like Rav Yaisi, so he couldn't say that even Basile agree with Rav Meir, but he means in this case, where he says, Kulchen Asur Chutz Mi'ab, there Basile will say Tofus Loshon Vishen. Why? Because it goes without saying that the expression of Kulchan Asur Chutz Mi'abo is a very repugnant expression, even though people use these expressions all the time. Alright, people say, I don't know nothing. So it's a repugnant expression. But people say it. So people say Kulchan Asur Chutz Mi'abo. It's a convenient way of expressing themselves. But it's a repugnant expression. So it's more repugnant than Harizut Murasei Harizut Murashon. Because what does Rabbi Yaisi say? In the case of Arizut Murasei Arizut Murashlomi, that both are chal, both the Burim are chal. So, Yimoheir, Riyovi, Eilo Bechotzit Domo, and Shlomi Bechotzit Domo. So there is no irreconcilable contradiction. So it's not a real repugnance, because you could reconcile it to the boy. You could reconcile it to the boy. So, but in order to reconcile the two Dibulim, the way Rav Yaisi does, when he says that the connotation of these two Dibulim is that it should be both, by selling it and to bring and to buy a Bichotzi Domo Benelo and Bichotzi Domo Bishlomi, this you have to strain the meaning of the expressions in order to reconcile. But by straining the meaning of the expressions, it's possible to reconcile the two apparently contradictory expressions. So, Meile, Rabbi Yisi says over there, no, we don't reject the second expression as verbiage. We don't reject the second expression as verbiage because there is a possibility of reconciling the two expressions. Even though on the surface, the two expressions do not appear to be in harmony with each other, on the surface, they denote a contradiction in terms, but it's possible to reconcile the two expressions. So in such a case, the B.A.C. is really kind of mayor, and he doesn't say that we reject the second expression as verbiage. Mashenke, this expression, it's impossible to reconcile these two expressions. People talk that way, but it's impossible to reconcile these two expressions. It is still in the obey. Kulcha means kulcha. What does kulcha mean? All means no exceptions, no exclusions. That's what all logically implies. And then we say chutz mi'avo. So, yaseisa yourself. So in such a case, Rabbi holds that when that's the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi. Rabbi holds that Rabbi Meir, Abyeisi holds with Matvorvo and Itvas, and we don't reject the second expression as verbiage, even if it is an absolute repugnancy that could not be reconciled. So, and Rabbi holds no. When does Abyeisi say Matvorvo and Itvas, if it is possible to harmonize, to reconcile the two expressions, even though on the faces, they contradict each other, the two expressions, but it's possible to strain the meaning of the expression and reconcile the two expressions. So, Mimele, it is Muras, Eilo, Murashlom. And we'll have to say that when does Rabbi Yisi say, that we have to say anyway, otherwise it'll be difficult. When does Rabbi Yisi say that it's Yimoche, Viyobi Bidomo, Viyobi Bidomo, Chotzi Eilo, Chotzi Domo Veilo, Chotzi Domo Shlomi? That is, if he confirms that was his kavone in his heart, at the time when he said, Harezu Murasilo Tura Shlomi, and we ask him, what do you mean you say Harezu Tura Silo Tura Shlomi? If it's Murasilo, it's not Murashlomi. If it's Murashlomi, it's not Murasilo. How can it be both? So he says, I meant it should be both. Yimochi. So, according to Rabbi Meir, even in such a case, because wherever there is a repugnancy, so then we reject the second expression as verbiage. So even though he is minding this interpretation, he confirms this interpretation, but it cannot become Tmuro just because he is minding this more, if he confirms that interpretation, because in the Mishpat Aloshin, according to Rabbi Meir, if there is a repugnancy, so in the Mishpat Aloshin, the second expression is rejected as verbiage, so then he's considered to have verbalized only the first expression. So how can it be Yimoche V'yobi B'chotzidom of Shlomi? That's Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yitzi says, inasmuch as it is possible to strain the denotation of the two apparently contradictory expressions by reconciling the two, so Mimele, when he confirms that interpretation, so then in the Mishpat Aloshin it has that connotation. So Mimele it's Yimocher, V'yobi B'chotzi Domo Veilo, and B'chotzi Domo Shlomi. So Mimele it's not difficult against the Shinim Kobetzes. How can he say that according to Rabbi, so even Basil say that Topos Lashon Rishi, when there is a machleke between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi on that. No, the Shinim Kobetzes means that even Basil say Topos Lashon Rishi, where there is an absolute repugnancy. And when does Rabbi Yisi say that we don't say Topos Lashon Rishi, where there is no absolute repugnancy, like in the case of Purasei Lot Mashon. Alright, now, so again, I want to mention that starting this Friday, at 11 o'clock, so we'll have a prine for those boys who take that prine. So, and all the Gemara, from the beginning of the Perek, now I know that you'll have to do a lot of Chazore, but it will not be detrimental to anyone. The Chazore, a lot of Chazore. And also, that if anyone does not attend the minyan, or does not attend the seder, and if there is no explanation, he cannot come, and I'll be forced to embarrass. I don't like to embarrass anybody, but I'll be forced to embarrass someone, and I won't let him stay. The pshat of the Ram in the Gemara, the pshat of faces in the Rosh, the pshat of Rashi, the pshat of Mishnah Kubetzes, and the pshat of the Ritva. There are two pshatim in the thesis read. The Maturei Kamer and then Maturei Soyer Kvavli. But this is probably the Maturei Soyer that we have in the Dorei. So he mentions what he said and what he wrote in Maturei Kamer, and then he mentions his new pshat. The new pshat he makes, he changes the gears of the Gemara. So let's go over in the thesis read. Omar Rabbi Hakel Meshit, Pirish Kach Ulecha Shito Sug Yizu, She Yeisa Uchom Ma Klau Min Aprat, She Not Aruve, Mi Omar Lassom Ob Niodom, Kenim Shad Nene Likulche, Ma Hakel Chosa Ab Nisha Ulecha Mehem, Dabke Eise Eishe Nisha, Dabke Eise Eishe Nisha. Olo, Nishar Ad Neyuta, אבל השור יוט ומריהי לטבע של זה לאחר מפני שאלה הם שני דבור שאחר סייסר הסורישי שתחילו עושה לסקור אך הכן כשמסחרית מייחוד מהם לא נמצא שהוא חיזה מדיבורי או אישי שום הכולכם וכן של דיבורי אחר סייסר הסורישי עם לטופס לא של אישי ולא הועיל דיבור אחר ליסטר דיבור אישי דווקא באיזה שמסחרית לי לאיזה מהיר שכל התורס נדור עם כך, דיאס יחרות את הלבסור, ואקחל נדע וכמוי, אבל לא יסן תשע ונסחר את עליהן, אין מייל כלל, אבל אם הוא יוסחו בכלל לא נדורה, כי שאום הקימים שהמינן אל לוח לוח, שפור את הולכת מהם בבני עצמי, אך הקים כשחיזה ונישה, ונישה, הולכת מהם, אין ניסי סר דיבור ירושה, שהיא הולכת ויחות פור את בבני עצמי, והיו כך כאילו שניסייס הדיבור יורישי והתורוסי של זה מייל התור הזה לכולו כאילו שמדרך עוד עושה והשתק אומר רבי והיך הדיוס חום תחילו בכלל והכי נישה הולך עוד גם מסילו מייל בדוב הזה לא יותרו כולו כאילו לדיבור אחר עם סייסר הסורישי אמרינו עם תופס לא של רישי והיך אמרינו דנדע שאתה מצוס את הכולי היך הדיוס חום בפרט דוס חום בפרט, ובשם הקליגה עליה אפילו בפרט, ולסגל ובשם אני לא שידום צוסות הכולי, ורבקי וכי בסילל, ובראשינו, in the first case, that means where he says, the nether was in the form of כולכם אסור מלאי, is כי בשם. So אם רבקי is כי בשם. ורוב, in other words, that we don't apply the הלוך אחרי שום צוסות הכולי. ורוב בסופה, היך דיוס חום בפרט, גם משם הם מיידי דאבו לא ראשית המצוס את הכולי. לא ינח לי כל היך חום דיוס חום בכלל, ומשם היסב זה טופס לא של רישי. ובסיל אל סב זה, זה לא יעמדים את טופס לא של רישי. אלא אף על גב, לדיבו בס וססת לי ולדיבו כמה, אמרים לו נדע שאת המצוס יהיו את הכולי. ואף על פי שהפשט משמי, יהיה אורי דלי, now it's very strange, that's the matter of coming פשט. Now, it seems that the thesis read. First of all, the thesis, it talks about charote and about nisha. What kind of charote is it here and what kind of nisha? It's itoyes v'ikore. So now the Ritva says that if the native, after finding out that the father was among the group standing, whom he asked anoye, so says that having known that the father was among them, then he knew the asked anoye, among the father of the father, and the only reason as to why he asked that way is because he was mistaken as to the identity of the father, that the father was among them. So then it's a toys vehicle, and it doesn't require a dog. But suppose when the neighbor finds out that the father was among them, he tells us, had I known that it's not nice to ask an employee of the father, then the neighbor is not bottle the bottle at the very outset. But it requires a tachochem, and he can use this as a pesach. In other words, Apparently, the Ritva Shita is that where he there is in these stages to the identity of the subject matter, then it's itoyes at the very out. So the Meili, he says, he didn't know that the father was born there. So he was laboring under a mistaken identity. So then it doesn't require the chochet. But if he knew of the identity of the father, but he didn't know that it's not nice to Azra Hanoi of the father. Now he found out that it's not nice to Azra Hanoi of the father. So then it's not bottle of the bottle by itself, but it requires a chochem, and he can have it revoked on the basis of how. And so apparently, this is what the Ritva says. So apparently, the Tesis Rit applied this whole gemara, because why did he apply it that way? Because first, the gemara cites the Mishnah of Chavakim. Nanos, Pesach Mishavos Beyond Taking. Now, that Mishnah of the Chavakim says that Hashem Tzatzot the Kulei, except for the Ritva's version in Rabbah. So according to all Gishemi, Chavakim has reference to a case where the Neder is not bottled by itself at the very outset, but where it becomes bottled through the Chav. Then, so all the Gishemim, except for this Rabban version, so as take it for granted that the Mishnah of Rabakim is reference to a case where the Chacham is required. And Rabbi says, Omar Rabbi, the Kul Alme, right after the citation of this Mishnah, so mainly the Tesis Rit drew the conclusion that Rabbi also has reference to a similar situation where Hedachochem is required. That Rabbi does not have reference to a case where the Neder, because of Itoyes, is null and void of the mission. This is what the Tesis Rit assumed. So in other words, but if there was Itoyes in the identity of the subject matter, then we don't require the Chochem. So this Rit apparently applied Rabbi's memory and Rabbi's memory to a case where there was no mistaken identity. But he just Ishayel Atore on the basis of Charot, on the basis of Charoti, because he knew that the father was among them. But when he took the Neder, his intention was to ask Hanoi of everybody, even of the father. But at that time, he didn't know that it's not nice. Now we found out it's not nice to ask Hanoi of everybody. So he wants Ator. But the Ator is based, I mean, the Neder becomes bottled through the Chochem. Rabbi says, the Kul Alma, in the case where he said, So the Tesis Rit says it doesn't mean that now he formulates a chazor. When Gemara says it means that the Neder was formulated that way. The original Neder was formulated that way. And his intention was to answer the way of the father too. But now he found out, now he's hard, because he found out it's not nice. He didn't act right. So he wants a talk. So mainly he shared Hatore and that letter. And what does he say in his Shaile? What does he say in his Shaile? Had I known that, of course the washing is a little, it's not smooth. You know, he's in there, Shabbat Nechem. He knew that the Abba was there. But he didn't know, that there is anything wrong. So then he asks Hatore of the Neder vis-a-vis the father. He doesn't ask Hatore for the whole Neder, but he asks Hatore for the Neder vis-a-vis the father. Now you see that this is how the Tesis Rit assumed.
So
ונשחר הרבה, הוטה, אבל השור לא יוטרו, ולא יהיה לטבע של זה לאחר, מפני שאין להם שני דבר, שאחת עם סייסר הסבישים, שתחילו עושה הסקולו, אך הכי כשנשחר את מהר. It's not a question of a mistaken identity, but of חרות. Now, it couldn't be that he didn't know that the father was among them. But when he explains, when he is Sheol HaTorah, so he tells us, even I didn't know that my father was among them. But had I known, I would also have been with my father. Because at that time, I didn't know that there was anything wrong in answering the word of my father. Now I know. So Menele, that will explain the Rosh Nilo Yisidea Shalom Lehi. Because it can even apply to a case where he didn't know that the father was among them. But if his mind is wrong, and he tells us that even if he had known of the identity of the father among them, he still would have taken the same idea there. Because he did not know that it's not a proper thing to ask about him. So the melee, the netakeh is not bottle of an issue, but he can use it, he can ask a Torah on the basis of Chavot, on the basis of Pesach. So he can ask a Torah. So this is how he explains. So he says, ויסר, שבתחילו עושה לסקור, החכים כשנשחרת ביחד מהם, לא נמצא שהוא חזר לדיבור ליום ישן, שום הכולכם. וכן כשדיבור יחד, סייסר עשר וישי, אמרינו תופס לא של וישי. אמרינו תופס לא של וישי. ובוהוי הוא דיבור אחרי, ליסטה יום דיבור לא וישי. דווקא באיזה שנשחרת בי, לאיזה מי, שכל התורס נדורים ככה, the Asiya Chavoti to absorb the Akhil in the Gamoy. He talks about Chavoti. What kind of Chavoti? The answer is, he applies this Gemara to a case where there has to be Chavot. In other words, where it's not bottle of a bottle at the very heart. So he says, that Chavot says, that Ibn Bisila would agree. Ibn Bisila or Rabbi Akiva would agree that it is that all the others are also cool and asura moment with them. Why? Because of Tophus Loshavish. Now, so he mentions Tophus Loshavish in Ligabe Rabbe. Who else mentions Tophus Loshavish in Ligabe Rabbe? That's the Shin Kobetzes. But the Shin Kobetzes explains it differently. Now, the Shin Kobetzes explains it on the basis of the Chazore. And here he doesn't even talk of the Chazore. So the question is, what kind of Tophus Loshavish is Nishara? So it seems that according to this is Sri Pshat. In other words, that this is Sri holds that since he is Sheol, HaTorah Ligabe the Ogit, Ligabe Yachar. And he says, in the Shaila he says, that he didn't know that it's not the proper thing to ask about Moya of the father. He didn't know. Even if he was mistaken, it could have referenced to a case where he was mistaken as to the identity of the father. But he's minded the boy, and he tells us that even if he had known of the identity of the father, he still would have taken the same letter. Because he didn't know that it's not nice. So the male, but had he known that the father was there and that it's not nice, So then, he wouldn't have asked the Amoy of the father. Because of that, he has chavote in regard to the father. But he wants the neder to remain kayo. He wants the neder to remain kayo in regard to all the others. So we say, Tophus Loshavish. We say Tophus Loshavish. So in other words, so what is in the Shaila, he says that he wants the neder to be kayo. He wants the neder to be kayo in respect to all the others, but that it should not apply to his father. So he says, "Vahakei." So shemitchimu osar eskulo, ahakei kishemischaret miyachon mehem loyimitzo sheuchezer libiwa kishem shomakuch. וכיוון שדיבור יחד, סייסר, אסורי שאמרה, topus loshavishim. Velohoyim dibor achem mister dibor orishim. Dafke beishishem ischavet beileise mehe. Shekol atogas midovim kachim. Viasye chavote de lipso. Viakre de lilena de kaboy. So, he wants the neder, so in Shaila, he's asking best that the neder should be kayon ligami everybody, chutz ligamio. So maybe there is a repugnancy in the Shaila. In his Shaila there is a repugnancy. Because how can he say that the same neder should be kayon, there should be kayon ligabe everybody, except that it should be, the neder should be reinterpreted as that it should be that kulchem asuri chutz v'yach. So in other words, when Beis Din is matter in Edea, so then it's on the basis of the Roy. So in effect, when Beis Din will be matter than Edea, so Beis Din will be saying, so he is asking that Beis Din should say that Edea, that Beis Din should paraphrase his neder. I mean, that Beis Din should say, Kulchem Asurim Chutz V'Av. Chutz V'Av. So that there is a repugnancy. So the Meila, since there is a repugnancy, so we say Tofes Loshon Rishon. So the Meila, Beis Din is matter the neder by paraphrasing the Shaila. His Shaila was, that he should say, that heavy note that the father was among them, and that it's also, it's not nice to ask a lawyer of the father. So then he would have said, Kulchem Asurim Chutz V'Av, but that kind of a formulation has a repugnancy, because if he says Kulchem Asurim, so he includes the Av also, and then he says Chutz V'Av. So there is a stirim neobed. So then we say Tofes Loshon Rishon, since he explains how he would have made an edda, had he known that the father was among them and that it's not nice to ask an annoy of the father. So this formulation contains a repugnancy, so we reject the second expression. And so mainly Besen has to paraphrase his chazor. Business to paraphrase Chazoy. So it is similar to the wrongness of the Ritva. How did we explain the Ritva? The Ritva also says, except that the Ritva doesn't apply this Gemara to a case where it requires a Chazoy. But he says that the reason is why Rabbi says that in that case Kulam Asurim Ovid Muteah is because then Besn in effect paraphrases his Chazore. His Chazore contains a repugnancy. He said, "Ilu o Yisidei Ashav Bneiem o Yisei Meir Kulam Asurim Chutz V'Avo." So Besn paraphrases that into a formulation. Kulchem Zarim Asurim, or Kulchem Asurim Bavim Mutter. So then it has no repugnancy. So this is what the Tzitzit means. V'chim she'ibur yachem, say Seres Avishem, since he said that having known that the Ovid B'neir, and that it's not nice to ask an annoy of the father, so then he would have said, Kulchem Asurim Chutz V'Avo, so Meila is so dinar yachem, that Chutz V'Avo is Seres Avishem, I'm going to talk about Shavishem. In other words, so we eliminate the repugnancy by paraphrasing his chazore and his shalom, and by saying that what he means to say is that had he known that the father was Benayim, and that it's also to ask the way of the father, so then he would have said, Kulchem Asurim Chutz V'Avo. So what he meant was that having known that the father was Bnei'im and that it's not nice to ask the way of the father, he would have said, Kulchem Asurim Avo Muter, or Kulchem Zarim Asurim. In other words, so this is what he means by Dr. Moshe. So in Chanami, that is a sweet, the same din of Rabbe could apply to a case where he was laboring under a mistaken identity, and he tells us, had I known of the identity of my father, then I wouldn't have taken that Nedal Gabi the father, I would have said. But why does he apply the Rabbi to the case where he said, had I known that the father was among them, and that it's not nice to ask the way of the father, then I would have said, Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Mi'Abed, because Rabbi mentions that after quoting the Mishnah of Pesachim, and the Mishnah of Pesachim as reference to a case where the Chacham is required, not to a case where the Nedar is brought on the good Lab initial. So Mimele, he assumed that Rabbo also has reference to the case where Hetta Chocham is required. But it doesn't make any difference whether he says, I didn't know that my father was among them, and had I known that my father was among them, that it's not nice, so I would have taken the Nedar in a different way. Kulchem Asurim Chutz Mi'Abo. Or he says, had I known that the father is among them, I wouldn't have taken that Nedar regarding the father. And I would have said, Kulchem Asurim Chutz Mi'Abo, it doesn't make any difference. But in view of the fact that Rabbi mentions his memory, after quoting the Mishneh of Pesachim Shavuos Yom Tovim, and that Mishneh deals with the case where the Chacham is required, so the Mele, he explains a similar case, but the same thing of Rabbi, the same deal of Rabbi would apply to a case where he says, had I known that the father was among them, I would have said, Kulchem Asurim Chutz Mi'Abo. So then the longness in this case is really similar to the longness of the Ritva. The longness of the Ritva. So this is what he says. שבחיבל שדיבור יאחר סייסר הסבישי אמרים אותו משלושה נישה ומוהוי דיבר אחר ויסטר דיבור הרישי דווקא באישה שנסחק את בי לאיזה מי שכל התורס מדור וככי דעס יחרות את לבסי ויעקר לנדע וכמוי ויעקר לנדע וכמוי אבל לא יסודס שהוא נסחק את עליהן אין מי אופר and he may apply. This is what Rabbi says. Then, when is the machlekes between Bishama and Israel? So, Abel in Moyos from the club, Elo in Prat, Ki in Shom, Akeen in Shami Nenoch, Vilo Loch, Shepomat, Kolecho Nechom in Atzme, Achakeen, Ki Shechizah, Vinishal, Alecho Nehem, Emi Seisa, Dibor, Nishay, שאני כל אחד ואחד פורד בפני עצמי, והיא כך, כי מי שניסה את הדיבור יורישי, והתורוסי של זה, מייל התור הזה לכלו, כי מי שבנדר אחד, אוסו, ויחש לי כל הרבה, תאיך את אוסו מתחילו בכלל, והכים מי שהלכו מהם גם מסירו מי מלא זה, לא יוטרו כלו, כי מי דיברה אחרי זה של סבישי, אמרים טוב את ראש הרישים, סירת לו איזה ספירת. אם היא חזורת, היא חזורת, so ממילא, so Mimele, so we paraphrase his chazor, and we say what it means is that having known that the father was among them, that the titzoser, he would have said, kulchem zanim asurim, or kulchem asurim b'amimuta. So Mimele, we don't say that the shita mixos with that. Yes.
So the question of
what he said b'shas
neder,
not what
he said
b'shas
hazara.
So what
he emphasizes
with b'shas
neder. Now he's older, he doesn't necessarily say what he said at first.
The Tesis Reed emphasizes whether he said kulchem asurim in the neder, or he said kulchem asurim in the, or he said, zevizeh asur.
So
it all depends, he shayre depends on the formulation of the letter. Because he shayre, his chazore has to be on the way he formulated the letter. So in other words, so see if the letter was formulated in the lashon of klal, So Mele, when he's chayze, when he has charote, so the charote also has to be formulated in the terms of the formulation of the neder. And if the
the neder was formulated in the lashon of prat, so the shayla has to be formulated, and the hazore has to be formulated also in the same terms. So this is something new that is a
speed. So if that's true, so then how does the pistol work? He says, but then whether there's a steer or not in the hazore, and not whether there's a steer or not in the neder. So now, and it's
two
harata, not
toes.
No.
How does the bitzel work? So in other words, so because of that, so mele, if the shayli, because the shayli itself, when he's nishal chochet, so when he's sheyel, he has harata and the neder. So since the neder was formulated in terms of lao, so mele, when he's sheyel, when he formulates his harata, so the harata also has to be formulated in the terms of the original letter. So since the letter was formulated in terms of law, so then he has to say, he's not at liberty to say, because since the letter was formulated in the terms of law, so the shayle has to be presented in the same terms. This is what, that's the chiddush of the Teitzis.
But it's meaning that when it works to have a chochom, so since there's a bittul on part,
whether it works to have a chochom, or let's say even if it's a toyes at the very outset, but since the neder was formulated in terms of klal, so the chazore, the shayle, also has to be formulated in terms of klal, but with that modification. So, with that modification. This is what the Jesus Reed says. And then he says, at the end, he says, so, Elopadai, Kolinu hoisi edea, she misakri mamoroi, peirushu, limoshin shenoda, shekmoi shenu misuda, inu hoisi edea, kach noda, oi nechalu bimhat. So in other words, the shayle has to be formulated in the same terms as the neder was formulated. And if the neder was formulated in terms of plow, so then the chazore, the chagote, has to be formulated also in terms of plow. If the neder was formulated in terms of plow, so the chagote, the shayla, has to be formulated also in terms of plow. This is what this is. Alright, this is the Madure Kam. This is Madure Kam. Then the Madure Master, so he says, so he changes the name. Because with the Amshat here, Shaklau is a Kalmunakam. Because according to this Pshat, so it follows that where the Neder was formulated in the Lashon of Klau, then it's more Chomer than the case where the Neder was formulated in Lashon of Klau. In other words, because Rabbi says that in the case when the neder was formulated in the lashon of plow, and then he has shayla on it, then he's chizir on the neder. So the chazore and the chagote has to be formulated also in terms of plow. And he, the chazore, so he has to incorporate the same lashon of the neder in the chazore. This is what the Tzitzit says. In order to get at the chochem, so the chazore and the shayle has to be formulated in the same lashon. It has to follow the pattern of the formulation of the neder. And if the neder was formulated in a lashon of plow, so the chazore and the shayle has to follow up the same pattern, and it has to be formulated in the same neder. Now, and if it has to follow up the same pattern, so then there will be a repugnancy. So Rabbi says, since there is a repugnancy, so then we'll have to paraphrase and into what it really means. What it really means. Even though it has to be formulated in the according to the pattern of the formulation of the letter, but then Bezin will paraphrase the contents of his chazore, of his shayla. So the Mele, it's not shayach to say that I should be chosen to call it. This is, then he says, and in explaining the first, his first pshat, the pshat batu etame, so he says, Elovada, kol nilu yis yedea shem satni mamahoyim, peru shul roshin shenoda, shekvoy shul misudea, אם הוא יסיודי הכך נודע, או אם בכלל הוא בפרט. In other words, that the chazon has to be formulated in the pattern of the. Then he says, but according to this pshat, according to his pshat of Madone Kame, so it follows that when the letter is formulated, was she cried and it's mochado, then in the case where it's formulated was she cried. Because Rabbi says that if it is formulated was she cried, and then it's shale on it, so then everybody agrees that the letter remains kind. So it's bound by the letter in respect to the other people. It's only mutar in respect to all the verb. But if the letter was formulated in Moshe Prat, and then it's chesed on it, so then we still say, Rabbi Akiva says, that it's utar mitzvah sota kohen. So when it's formulated in Moshe Prat, it's more chomot than when it's formulated in Moshe Prat. And he says, it's not mistaken like that. Because, so, if you are Moshe Prat, it's more mashna, sha'aklau chomot na prat. ויום הרבי, היכה באוסון בכלל, וכולאו מלפליגה לכולם עשוי, ויום יבמותה, ולא הועיל היתר ויום לכלל, לא ילך לכל משם היו בסילה. ורבקים עם בראשי מלפשו אוסון בפרט, ורקים חוזה בין תירו ויבשו. Or, so then he says, אמרי ביבשת, So when he wrote the Madure Kamel the necessary, he assumed because he was forced to come to the conclusion because of the Gilsa that we had, that even though Mitzara Swami it should appear that Klal is Yesakal in part, but that it's not so. But now we came to the conclusion when he wrote this Prisoye, the Madure Prisoye, so he was crazy. And we came to the conclusion that we have to change the Gilsa anymore. Why? Because according to the Gilsa we have to say that Klal is more chomot than Prat, and it's not Mistaber. It's Mistaber that Prat is more chomot than Klal. So mainly it changes the Gilsa. Amel v'yapshat sh'mir esh'ah Klal yisa kol in the Prat. Yesh v'kriskach. Omar Rabbe. So whereas here we say we have the Gilsa Omar Rabbe. וכל העול מקוריך דומר אם הוא יסידי השאבה בניכם או יסיעי מהכורך המאסורים חוץ מאבו וכל האסורים בו מבמותיה so he is גרס, אומר רבי וכל העול מקוריך דומר אם הוא יסידי השאבה בניכם או יסיעי מהכורך האסורים חוץ מאבו וכל המיטור נעד כל האסורים בו וכל המיטור לא ינח לכל אלא באים אם הוא יסידי השאבה בניכם או יסיעי מהפלני ופלני האסורים ואבו מותה so he changes the person. So Rabbi says, כך אמר רבי, היכם לא עושים תחילו בכלל, again, in the Madure Prisoye, he also emphasizes the formulation of the original letter, not the Chazon. Chazon is not important, because the Chazon has to be formulated, whether he likes it or not, the Chazon has to be formulated in the original terms of the letter. And if the letter, the original letter was formulated in Rosh Hashanah, so then the Chazore, when he shared HaTorah, he has to, so the Chazore and the Shaila has to be couched in the same pattern. And if the original letter was formulated in the Rosh Hashanah, so when he presents his Shaila, the Chazore to Mez, the Charote, it also has to be couched in terms of Prat. But he changes the gears. And he says, יש לי כסכך, אומר רק, היי חודוס ומתחילו בכלל, וכולם לא יפרידו בשורי כולה, שכים שהוא תם מקצס מן הכלל, הוא תקולה, וחיפלי ככישוס חום, בפרט. So not right. So, when in the case, where the original matter was formulated, in terms of כלל, כולכם עשו, now he has חזור. Who has Chazor? Whether he has Chazor, because he hadn't known that the father was among them, he wouldn't have made his neder. Or, having known that the father was among them, and that it's not nice to ask Anoye, so he would have made the neder a different way, he is asking for a Torah Chore. So the Mele, he has to say the Shaila, since the neder was formulated,
in terms of wow, kulchamasuri. So now he has to say that had I known that my father was a mountain and that it's not nice to ask a rabbi of the father, so I would say kulchamasuri chutz mi'avo. Kulchem asurim chutz mi'avo. So in such a case, so that means that v'udah etachochem, v'udah etachochem, so a toyes is established in the whole lashon of it. In the whole lashon of it. Because he changed, because he says, kulchem. In other words, the neder was kulchem asurim chutz mi'avo. Kulchem asurim chutz mi'avo. I mean, the neder was kulchem asurim. And now he says that had I known, so I would have said kulchem asurim chutz mi'av. So in other words, he's changing the whole notion of the neder. Because like this, the neder was kulchem asurim. Now the neder is kulchem asurim chutz mi'av. So then everybody agrees. In the same words. So he should say, now there were four people studying. The fourth one was his father. Now if I, and he said, Zeb. Asso, now he found out that the father was a monk. So he said, had I known that my father was a monk and that's not nice for Asaranoye, I would have said, Zeb, Asso, the Abimuta. So the main way, he's Mishane only part of the people. There is no Shinu in the whole expression. If the original Roshnek was Kulchem Asurim, and now he says, he would say Kulchem Asurim, Chutz Mi'avo, so there is the change affects the whole Roshnek, because the Kulchem Asurim becomes modified. The Roshnek of Kulchem Asurim becomes modified now. But when he said originally, Zeh, vizeh, 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 asur. And now he says, no. Zeh, vizeh, vizeh, asuri, vizeh, mutar. So, zeh, vizeh, vizeh, asuri does not become change. Vizeh, the last expression, vizeh osera, what he said, vizeh asuri, so it changes into vizeh mutar. So, in such a case, there is a mutar. So what has the, so the Gemara says, vivobelma, tikula alme, kolayicha doma, ilu yichidea, sha'aba bilechi, ho yiseime. So he said, yesh litve, litveskach, oma rab, heicham dos mitchino bichlao, vikula alme, vipligi vishore kule, shekim shuta mitzas naklao, huta kule, vichitli vichosom bipraat, דבישם היו בנשי וסב וקים ניקום פה את הולך הולך לעצמי אפילו אפילו בשביל לדרך עוד עשרם אין את הרי אחות מיו לכולו ורב הקימי ויסיר וסב ואף על פי שפוטון כי בשביל לדרך עוד עשרום כשהוא תמיד סל לדרות הכולי תירוב להחמיר ויאמר תהיך את עשרום תחילו בפרט בכולה אומר לתריה שעוד מותר So it not only changes the kirse, in the kibbutz of Rabbe, it changes the kirse, in the kibbutz of Rabbe also. The Rogoma, the Kulalme, Kolheche Doma, Ilo is here, the Yashav Lech, who is saying there, play in Yasuri, the Abu Mitovim, so Kuliso, Kulalme Leplige, Kulalme Leplige, Shobib Muter, the Kulal Asuri. So Rabbe, instead of being Meikir, as all the Rishayim say, so Rabbi is Machmir. So he says, V'Rabbi L'Achmir, V'Yomar, Heiche Dosho, Tchilo, Biprat, V'Kulal Molo Pligye, Shobib Muter, Nat Kulo Mitoi. So Kulal Molo Pligye, so V'Obib Muter, V'Kul Masuri. Oy Nechliku, Rabbi Meir, Ilo Yisidi Hashem Lenechem, Oy Yisayim, Kul Masuri, Mchutz Miyabo. And then, that his sweet is not dearest. Bishama is Savolo Kerabi Adamatopos Lashavishin, or Bisila, Savolo Kerabi Islam of Mahal Rom. That is like that. He waits. So, we hope he will have here. We all are here and also the Trilo Biprat. We come out of the Trilo Shom of Muta Mekom Masuri. We hit Trilo Bisila of Rabakive. We show a Kulam Kishos from the Bishome Kule. Kishos from the Chal. We hold the Gassinum Bisvori. Bishama. בשם היסבר לו כרמייה ובסילר כרבייצי נראה לי לא יעשיר לנוח שיצא די נחלוקוסו כשחלקים בפרט עלי בדרבי לחלוק את הנועים שחול כך שזה I don't know, I can mention that so said me more and she said God so he changes the whole gears in other words he changes the gears in the kimte of Rabbi and he says his gears Oma Rabbi יקור העולה כל איך אדום אריו יסיני ישב בניכם ויסיני אתו חסו לחוץ מאבו תיקור המותורי בכל המטורים הוא הנך מכל רבי מאיר אילו יסיבי ישב מניחם ויסיים אפילו פרי עשו למה למותע ורוב אמר, לכל העולם, כל העיר חדרומה אילו יסיבי ישב מניחם ויסיים אפילו פרי עשו לי ופרי עשו לי ואהב מותע ואהב מותע so, לכל המסורים לכל המסורים ואוביב מותע לא הנך לכל אלו רבי מאיר אילו יסיבי ישב מניחם ויסיים מהכל עשו לי מחותיע Bisham, and that is not there as Bisham is about him. So in other words, so according to the last Madurel, this is read, so Rabbi is saying, I mean, in both Madurels he says, that the Chazoret, the Harote, has to be formulated in the terms of the Alpidimis that's been formulated. And Rabbi is saying that in the case where the Neder was formulated in Rosh of Plow, so in Mele, the Chazoret also has to be formulated. Has to be formulated, even if he doesn't want to formulate it in that way. But it has to be formulated in the terms of the original neder. So that would so Mimela the first part of it. So that will contain the hypocrisy. So Mimela we say Topas Loshavishen. So we have to paraphrase his Chazoret. So then there will be no hypocrisy if we paraphrase it. And then he says, and then in the Madure Basre. So he changes the girse and he says, "V'kul al mekolecha domar lo yisidei ashamu lechem, lo yisei me kul kamasur mchutz miabo, v'kul mitori, On the contrary, Rabbi is a maker. The Kulam Mitorim, why? Because then, in the Chazorah, in the Harotet, he changes. He changes the whole Musaf. The whole Musaf. Because no part of the expression remains intact. So then everybody says that I should trust in the boy. But if the original Neder was formulated in terms of part, Zeh, Asur, and then when he changes it, so it only changes the less Zeh, Asur. But the first three Asurins remain intact. So we shall I say in such a case, we do not say Neder Shuta Mitzosei is Utah. That's the matter of us. And Tofes Lashon Rishon, Tofes Lashon Achron is not erased, and in Lobe it also changes the Girsah. Kulam Mekol Eichem, Dom Arilu Yisidei Hashem V'Neichem. When he say Emei, Pleini Upleini Asurim V'Abel Mute are not Kulam Mitovi. The Kulam Asurim V'Abel Mute. So Lobe is a Machi, and Rabbi is a Mitovi. These are the two shocking on the basis. Yes?
Does it also mean to say that there's a possible score that's considered separate from Dorim? And that's why we went set up that this was not
talking about it. No, he's not saying that it's separate. Because he said, not that this is separate Dorim, as long as it doesn't change, the expression of Zeh V'Zeh, it could be. Because if there hadn't been any toys, so then it would be one of them. But since there is a toys, so then they become separated into separate Nidor. Let's say if no toys had taken place in the Nidor, then it would be considered one of them. Because after all, the Moham Chaber combined them with one of them, as the Ram points out. Zeh, Asuri. So it's one of them. But in view of the fact that there is a toys. So if there are separate expressions used for Zeh and for Zeh and for Zeh, so then because of the toys, they become separated into separate Nidor. So maybe we don't say that Hashem Mitzvah Sotik. Alright. Now I think these are all the shocking and definitely one. Now I mentioned yesterday, now that the Ram and the Ritva, they both say that the Aloche of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sotakula is only Shaykh if it becomes Uter L'Mafre. But if the Aporas Abal took place and mixes us, so we do not say Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sotakula because we pass in the Baal Mitzvah. The implication being that that according to Madoma Baal Mitzvah, then we will apply the Aloche of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sotakula even regarding the Aporas Abal. Which is not in accordance with the Shita of the Ramban, because according to the Shita of the Ramban, so the whole Aloch of the Shita of the Kulei is limited to Pesach, not to Harote. Why? Because through Pesach it becomes Toes, but Harote it's a Kalma Freya, but it doesn't become Toes. Now, as far as a Baal, even according to Mandoma, that Baal make a Oka, but it doesn't become Toes, even according to Rapinches, that the halacha of Heter Abal, as far as Abal is based on Kol HaNideres Altas, Bible Nideres, but it's not Toes. In other words, the Baal has the keach to be made from Nidre Ishte, because, generally speaking, when a wife takes an Eder, she's Altas Bible Nideres, but it's not based upon Toes. And still the Rabban and the Ritva say that the halacha, that the halacha of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sotakula would apply according to Madoma and the Baal Meit Aroka. So we see that both the Ramban and the Ritva are chilek. I'm sorry. So we see that both the Ram and the Ritva are chilek on the Ramban Shite. The Ramban Shite is that the din of Neder Shuta Mitzvah Sotakula is limited only to Pesach, to Toes, not to Harote. No Harote, it's also from Afreya. But according to the Ram and the Ritva, it is not limited to Toes. In any case, when mixes and Neder becomes bottle, Mafreya, so the whole Neder becomes bottle. But if it's Vegas guys, so then we cannot say Huta Mitzosei Huta Kuch. Now, as I said, that the Vesiosef and the Rekabais mentions the name of Oches Chaim, a Shite, which seems to be the counterfeit. Now I'm referring to the Vesiosef. Simen Reish Chofres. Now in the Ves Yosef there are certain paragraphs where you have a base head medical bias. That's also the Ves Yosef. So The Bessio said, in Simen Reish Chopres, mentions the Shita of the Rajpa, which is very mistaken of the Rajpa Shita. The Rajpa says that if somebody took a neder, he took a neder, he took a shmur. I mean, neder is not chayek, because neder is in his heart. But if somebody took a shmur to pay his friend $100, he took a shmur. Ruben took a shmur that he'll give him $100. And then Reuven took a shmur that he'll give Shimon $100. And then Shimon says, you don't have to give me $100. Now I'm not destitute anymore. So he doesn't have to pay because I'm in his kabbalah. So the Rajba says, that is only if Shimon says to Reuven, Hare in his kabbalah, you don't have to pay me $100. You don't have to pay $100. So that means that he was Mikhail Mishu. Harinitz Kabalti means that it's considered as if he managed paid him. As if he managed paid him and then he returned. So suppose he did pay $100 and then he gave him back. So it would be considered a kill fulfillment of Mishu. So instead, so Akukhabatal formally. So he says Harinitz Kabalti, so it's considered that Mishu was fulfilled. But suppose Reuven took a shmuel, I will pay you $100 within 10 days. Then Shimon says to him, you know what? I'll prolong the deadline. You don't have to pay me within 10 days. You can pay me within 90 days. So then it requires a person because it's not our of Arinikil is Kabalti, that a person can waive the fulfillment of the neder. No, if he took his shmuel to pay, so he has to fulfill the shmuel. But if he says Arinikil is Kabalti, so then it's considered pay. Arinikil is Kabalti, Afrukamatatolomli. So, but if he's, so he says, but if, so it's only if he's meich. The chayvotah, but if it prolongs, so then it's considered a kiyumashmu. But if it just is married this man, then not. Then the oches chayim, that's the Rashi. Then he mentions then he says that's the Mesiyose, it's a very long Mesiyose from the Mishkan Press. It's Kufman Zion base at the end of the first column, the Berech HaBayis. Uveirches Chayim Kosov, Nebe Ashehuta Mekitzose Yehuta Kuri, Veho Adin Bishmue, Lepicho, Im Ruben Chiv Mishimen, Mono Bishmue, takes man the door, if he was Mishayim himself, to pay him Mono, Al Bishmue, takes man the door, let's say within 30 days. To prolong the deadline of the payment from 30 days to 60 days. So if he prolonged him, so maybe he's not mechuyev to pay it within 30 days, even though he prolonged it, he wasn't mechuyev. But because of Neda Shuta Mitzos Yuta Kule, he doesn't have to pay it altogether. V'chein heivu chach miyadeh. Now, so we see two things, two chidushins. One chidush is, that's a very big chidush. In other words, that is certain, that the person can modify the terms of the shul. How can he modify? So it's not if you can modify. So it's considered fulfilled. Considered fulfilled. But if it's not made, and he just tells him, you don't have to pay me within 30 days as you do this way. You can, as long as you pay within 60 days, I'll be satisfied. So in that case, he doesn't have to pay him within 30 days, and he doesn't require a matar sochel. And then the second chiddush is that we say that we apply the aloha of neda shuta or shmua shuta misosim. Now, so two chiddushim. The second chiddush is not such a is not difficult at all, right? It's contrary to the shita of the Rambam and the shita of the Ritva, and of course contrary to the shita of the Rambam. Rambam goes in further. The tikkun one is nekal mafreya, so only it only applies to Pesach when it's a Toris, but not if it is nekal mafreya because of Chagotet. Alright, so it's chiddush of Eretz Chaim. But the question is, the first chiddush has to be explained. How can he, forego and turn to Shmuel? After all, is he binding to forego on the terms of the Shmuel? If somebody takes a Shmuel, let's say, if somebody will take a Shmuel, that I should eat, let's say, two rolls and breakfast. Will he be able to change the Shmuel without the Chochel and say, no, I want it to be changed. Not two rolls at breakfast, one roll at breakfast. He can do it. He can have a Chochel and that Shmuel and then take another Shmuel to eat one roll. But to change the Shmuel, how can he change the Shmuel? He took his Shmuel to do a certain thing. Now, and suppose instead of taking his Shmuel that I should eat two rolls at breakfast, I take his Shmuel that I should serve two rolls at the breakfast of Shimon. So can Shimon change it? Only on the basis that it's Kabbalti, alright? That is Shaykh. In other words, Shimon will say, Yahin is Kabbalti, two rolls, alright? But if the Shmuel will be that I should do something, a certain act, so how is the Chayach that he should change the terms of the Shmuel? So it appears a very big chiddush according to the Shita of the Ofetz Chaim. That writes, since Shmuel is an Isagave, so the Mele, it means that he not only can Yasser himself, he can Mechayim himself. Let's say Neder, that is an Isachetze, so it can only be taken Bishabal Taisa, not because I say, you can't take an edda that I will eat. You can take an edda not to eat, so Yasa the king. But to eat, you can. But Shmuel is in his agape, so you can take a Shmuel Bishabal Taisa, not to eat, Shmuel Shalaycha, or Shmuel Sheikha. Now, when you take a Shmuel Sheikha, if somebody says Shmuel Sheikha, then it creates an Isagab. So the Gabre becomes Osa to eat. Now, what does it mean the Gabre becomes Osa to eat? It means because there is a love of Yahoo, there is a love of Vesishbu Bishmila Shokia. Now let's say, suppose he is a Mufa Somakhuish, he's 12 years old. Now, 12 years old is a cop. So he's potter of mitzvahs, he's not Muzer on Yahoo, he's not Muzer on, he's not Muzer on Vesishbu Bishmila Shokia. As far as the Isurim of Yahoo is concerned, so he's a cop. He's not distinguished from a cop who is 11 years old. But in regard to Afroye, he can take a Shmuel. Now, so suppose a Kotli who is 12 years old, he's a Mufa Somakhuish, and he takes an Edea that he will not eat breakfast for 2 years. He takes a Shmuel. He will not eat breakfast for 2 years. So Kotli Echle Velesi Bez Mitzumach, he say, Bez will not force him to be mekayim the Shmuel as long as he's a cotton, but the moment he becomes a mitzvah, since he took the Shmuel for a period of 2 years, so Bez will force him to be mekayim the Shmuel. But how was the Shmuel hal? Because while he was a cotton, 12 years old, he said, Shmuel Shoreichu, Pashachas, I want it breakfast. Bimeshach, Sheishon. Shmuel Shoreichel Pashachris Bimeshach Shlishon. So the Mele that created the Nisagave. He became Osa to eat breakfast. So even though he was a cotton and was not Muzer at that time, and the love of Valiach Dvorei, but the Nisagave of Shmuel took effect. So, and since Shmuel is how Bikum Vasei too, so just as in the case where someone takes a Shmuel Shmuel Shoreichel, So it creates this agave. So if he takes a shvuah, shvuah shein chayiv, he creates chiyuvim. He becomes mechuyev to eat. So not only he becomes mechuyev to eat, because if he will not eat, he will violate the law of the Yachid Vavim. Even if he's a cotton, he moves with some chlish, so he becomes mechuyev to eat. But if he's a cotton, as long as he's a cotton, so he's not muzer on any issur. But the disagave of shvuah, or the chiyuvim of shvuah, takes effect. So there is a nisagavne of shvuye separate from the balyach. The balyach is based upon the nisagavne of shvuye. If the shvuye is chal, so then he's in a balyach. But in order that the balyach should apply, so the isa shvuye has to take effect. So, and the isa shvuye is an isa. Is an isa if the shvuye is taken by Shabbat Isaac. And if the shvuye is taken by Kuvasei, then it's not a misagave, but it's a chiyukave. It's a chiyukave. So mele, if somebody takes a shvue, binodo b'chaveirei, then it becomes a chiyuk binodo b'chaveirei. Just as someone can create his chayres for a kinyan suda, somebody can mishayre himself to pay $100 for a kinyan suda, so then it becomes a chiyuk. So since there is a aloche of shvue, of this agave and chiyuv gavre, so the mele, if the shvuye is taken, binodom chaveirei, if Ruben takes a shvuye to Shimon, that he'll pay him $100, so then it becomes a shivut. The shvuye creates a shivut. Which halacha does shvuye create shivutim? The answer is, because the whole chalizdin of shvuye is a chalizdin of isagavre, if the shvuye is taken, b'shevah paise, then it's a nisagavre, and if the shvuye is taken by kumasei, so then it's a chiyuv gavre. It's the same thing. I mean, what is chiyuv gavre? Chiyuv gavre is also nisagavre in a positive way. So the mele, if the shvuye, so since the whole chalizdin of shvuye is a chalizdin of nisagavre and of chiyuv gavre, so if the shvuye is not taken in human relations, so then it creates a misagave, but it doesn't become a chiyuv binod mechaveire. But if the shvui is taken binod mechaveire, so then it creates a shivut. As if he was mischayev himself for kinyan sudan. As if he was mischayev himself for ishtar. One can create his chayves for ishtar. Or for kinyan sudan. So with shvui he can also create his chayves. He can also create his chayves. So, you see, the Rashba Shita is that the true that Shvuye is a Nisagavre, but whether the Shvuye was taken Binodom Mevokim or the Shvuye was taken Binodom Chaveire, so the Nisagavre of Shvuye is always a Nisagavre of Binodom Mevokim, not Binodom Chaveire. And the Ochas Chayim Shita is that since the Chalizdin of Shvuye is a Chalizdin of establishing new Yisurim upon himself, new chiyuvim upon himself, so then it depends. If the shvuye is taken to the Kodesh Baruch Hu benodom mokei, so then it's a nisagavre benodom mokei. It's a chiyuv gavre benodom mokei. But if the shvuye is directed benodom chaveire, if Ruben takes a shvuye that he'll pay 100 zuz to Shimon, so it's directed benodom chaveire, so then it creates a nisagavre, a chiyuv gavre of shivulim. As if he was mischayev himself, for a kiyasuda. In other words, there will be in shivut nechosim. If somebody, according to the Ochas Chaim, if somebody will take a shvuye to pay a certain person $100, so Besdin will be able to be here in the nechosim. Even if it's according to the Rashba, Besdin will not be able to be here in the nechosim, except according to the Shita of the Rabban Yisubes. The Rabban Yisubes says, Achat Yerei, Legufei, Achat Ketayu, Legufei, Achat Ketayu, Bebamein. In other words, there is a loche that you can be kefe. And mitzvahs, in other words, Makin is Achat Ketayu, Nafshe. If someone says, Ruhe, Ben Leiteo, Suke, Ben Yeshebo, so Makin is Achat Ketayu, Nafshe. Makin is Nafshe. So the Rabban says, that instead of being Makin is Achat Ketayu, Nafshe, Besdin can be followed. Come to his house, and let's say if he's the kind of a man who is very stingy, He doesn't want to spend money on an esrik, but once an esrik is bought for him, he'll be becoming the mitzvah of esrik. So the Ramban says, actually, if he'll be gufei, why resort to force against his goof and hit him until he buys an esrik and is in Galen? If your best knows that by taking money from his law and buying an esrik for him, he'll be male and be becoming the mitzvah of esrik, so actually, to fail. And the Rambam Shiki is also like that. Because the Rambam Shiki is that if somebody refuses to give Zdoke, so then best is Yevetim is Echlichosov before. Naturally, suppose he went to Echlichosov as a yam, then best has no right to be Echlichosov and take money and give it to poor people. The Ramchi takes the seeds that best can be Echlichosov. Because the Ramchi takes the seeds in Ksuvah says that there should be the Chosman's Doki. So we don't even have to resort to Kvir. But the Ramban Shite and the Rambam Shite is, there is no Shiri Chosman and Zdoki. Zdoki is a mitzvah, so there is no Shiri Chosman. But before all, so by way of Kvir you can do it. So just as you can be Kvir, be Kvir by hitting him until he gives Doki, so you can take out the money from his pocket. That's a form of kriya, but that has to be done. That can be done only before now, naturally before now. So in other words, so let's say according to the Rashi, if somebody took a shvuah to pay a certain amount of money to somebody else, and suppose he's not before him, he went away. So basically, cannot be here in the second house because that's his Israel. But according to the Ochis Chayim, so since the Chalizdin of Shvuah is that it creates a Nisagato or Chiyuk Gavre, so if the Shvuah is directed to the Ruch HaVere, so then it creates a Shibut below the Ruch HaVere, as if he was beside himself to Kiyan Sudan or to Ishna. So that's one of the Ochis Chayim. And then he says, Ruch Chayim Kosov, Neda Shuta Mitzos Eguta Kulei, Vihor Adim Bishvuah, לפיכוך ירובין חייר אישים עם מונה בשווה תרזמן ידוע so since the חלזדים of שווה is between us is a garden and חיוב garden so when it's directed in order חברי it becomes a חיוב שווה in order so in other words he's מחויה to pay him $100 within 30 days so since it's a חיוב to him so he's a value to the maker it's a חיוב to him. But according to the Rashi, it's not a chiyuv to him. He just did a tirtze. Shimon is just a tirtze of fulfilling the shvuah. But then we see another chiddush from the Ochis Chayim. We see from the Ochis Chayim that the aloche of Nedashir, Hutam Mishtas Hutam Kulei, applies it to a case where in Mitzas was Hutam Kamahab. Because here, the original chiyuv of the shvuah was to pay within 30 days the $100. Now he prolonged the time. So it was huta mitzosei mikam lahave. So when was it huta mitzosei mikam lahave? Well, the time when he gave when he prolonged it. So still we say that he doesn't have to pay it even within 60 days because huta mitzosei huta kol. So we see that the Ochis Chayim is chilek on the shita of the Ramban. Now, I think that we don't have to spend any more time on this tomorrow. I want to start the next mission. Nivre Yonshi, he did a chavere sheyei chalatsa, v'cholo huo sheholo bnei, o sheyik rino, hareimu Nivre Yonshi. Now, one of the categories of Nidori, the Talmud there, is Nidri Onsi. Four Nidori, four categories. So one of the categories is Nidri Onsi. So what is an example of Nidri Onsi? He didn't have a Shinich Letzlein, Nichol Ahu. Ruvein invited Chimen to dine with him, to eat with him. Sadly. And then Ruvein said, if you don't eat supper with me, So then, I ask the Lord. I ask the Lord, and you. And She then wanted to eat Zachary, but didn't want to that Leda should become. But something happened, his son got a flu, and because of that, he didn't come to eat supper with food. Shimon didn't come to eat supper with food. So, he's mutabam. Because it's Nidriyonsi. Nidriyonsi, Nidir Havir Sheikh Leslie, Shemol of Nate, claim that the Afal Gabriel Avin is Gamufu, because it's not that there was no possibility for him to eat supper. At all. He could have eaten supper, even if the son had the food. So it's not such a name is gone. But an name it is. It's a hardship situation. So Mele, it's mut. Dabar al Israel, Harim Rosh, if you show all our deity or essay, the Chosop al Chaveh, in Loyal Halim, and what is a new Halot in Loyal Esquad, the Bono, and the Chosop al Chaveh, 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 So from the Franz Loschwitz Mashma, that the reason as to why he is Buddha Banoye, even though Ruben said, if you don't appear in my house for supper tonight, then I ask all the Anoye on you, and he didn't appear for supper tonight. So, and he's not also Banoye, he's because of Ruben. That's how it's Mashma from Franz. In other words, because when Ruben said, if you don't appear for supper tonight, he meant, if you are able, without the hardship, for yourself, to eat with me supper, and still you don't eat, then you'll be also hungry. But if it's a hardship situation for you, to eat supper with me, and you don't appear for supper, because of this hardship, then you're not also hungry. So in other words, so it's an umden, that this is what he meant. So in other words, so it is considered as if he spelled it out. As if Rubin spelled it out in a letter and said, if it is consistent with your comfort to eat supper with me, and you don't, then the Hanoi is awesome. But if it's not consistent with your comfort to eat supper with me, and you don't because you don't want to sustain the hardship, then the Hanoi is not awesome. So that's why this, it appears that this is how the Ram explained the Mishnah. All right. How God, the Atvis Chusel Ibeidinik. So there's a certain person, Reuven, who had, let's say, been told in the Haitian Besdin with Shimon. And he had certain dashtores, certain documents, evidence to his advantage. So he deposited all his evidence and all his written documents with Besdin, and he said, because he was told by Besdin to appear in Besdin within 30 days. So he said to Besdin, if I don't appear within 30 days in Besdin, so with Atlan, so let all my sussim that all the sussim and the evidence that is contained in these documents. So let it be bottled up. Let it be bottled up. Levatlan Schus. Is this Ross? Now he wanted to appear within 30 days. So if he did appear within 30 days, then he wouldn't forfeit all the evidence, all the schusim, all the stories and everything. But he didn't appear because there was a maintenance. So the question is, now, he waived this chusim on itlai. If I don't appear on Besdin, and the itlai was fulfilled, so then we should say, since the itlai was fulfilled, so he was told this chusim, because he stipulated. So there was a doy on itlai. There was a doy on itlai. A mechile doy on itlai. So, since the night, that was the night, not appearing within 30 days, and that night was fulfilled, but that night was fulfilled because of an ace, and the entity being an oros, so then that night would not have been fulfilled. So in other words, that night was fulfilled through an ace. So the question is, when someone does something, makes a certain kingdom, is made of something, He's making something. So, unconditioned. And the condition is fulfilled. But it's fulfilled against his will. Had he had his way, the condition would not have been fulfilled. So he's a king matnai to Amos. Consider the king matnai. Mimele, the mice, the king that he did, the mechile or the akloye, is it a king? Or a king matnai, the Amos is not considered a king matnai. So Omar Avune Botos was a king matnai, the Amos. He is a king matnai. And here he made a certain king. Doye, mechile, whatever. So, on a condition. And the condition was fulfilled. What was the condition? Not appearing in Bezdin within 30 days. And he did not appear within 30 days. There was a non-appearance within 30 days. So, Now, the question arises at the very outset, without going further anymore, what Shaykh says, Monamo is Asedomo, with this. Manamu is as normal implies that a person cannot be punished for any crime, for any avena he did, Bailey. Is Bezdin going to punish him? It's a question of punishment. What is it? He committed a crime here. He made a certain, he made a mechile, a doye, any condition. So, if the condition is fulfilled, so that kinyan, that mechile, that doye, whatever it is, that aknoye, is effective. If the condition is not fulfilled, so it's not effective. So what is the posik of Manamu is Asedomo to do with it? So this is, so why does Rabbi argue on the basis of Manamu is Asedomo? So this is what Gemara says, and if you are going to say that Manamu is Asedomo applies Torchi, Ktore, don't have to be Dach Ktore, it can be Mis, can be Malchus too, an English. So Namura is a nobus, he's potter of Onshi. But here we are not penalizing him. Of course, it will be to his detriment. He'll lose all his chusi. But it's not by way of penalizing him. Because he made a certain king and he made a certain akmoye. He made a certain idoye, he made a certain echile. So, on the condition, and the condition was fulfilled. So what does it do? We will not always ask Namura. This is what Gemara says. Yichitim to leshande. Vatnam to yonsi v'chavir shiich letzlei. V'cholo o shecholo v'nei o shiich v'no harilu to yonsi. So the Gemara can be explained in two ways. Either the Gemara can be explained. The Gemara is following up this point mentioned by Robert. That on the basis of Vanaro is Asadobo, so in Kiyumat Naif Weines is not to be considered a Kiyumat Naif. But one could argue, Darwin's Asadomo has no application here. It only applies to Onchi. Here it's not a Kiyum Onchi. So, the Gemara says, from this Mishnah we see that the Al-Tirzakosov of Darwin's Asadomo has application even to Tan. But is it on the basis of the Tirzakosov of Darwin's Asadomo? Or, the Gemara is saying, Virite Victor Shahade, could very well be that when Darwin's Asadomo has no application to Kim Matnai Beis. But we see a Bechidash Mishneh that a Kim Matnai Beis is not considered a Kim Matnai. Because if a Kim Matnai Beis is considered a Kim Matnai, so in the case of the Mishneh, it should be also Shin, it should be also Banoi from Rubin. Because the Tnai was fulfilled for an Eines, and Rubin said that if he doesn't appear for supper, so then Shin should be also Anoi from Rubin. So why does the Mishneh say that Shin is put a Banoi? Obviously, because when a person makes it Tnai, so he means the intention is that if the party will be in a position not to fulfill that Tnai, that the Tnai should not be fulfilled, and he deliberately fulfills the Tnai, so then the Maisa should be Chal. But if the Tnai is fulfilled for an Eines, so that did not come within the intention of the party. So here too, when he made a Doye, or when he made a Mechile, on the condition that he doesn't appear in Bezdin for 30 days, his intention was, if I can appear comfortably, without the hardship, if I can appear, If I can appear, and I don't appear, but if I can't appear, I don't appear. I don't want all my sources to be cancelled. So in other words, it's on the basis of order. It appears from the Ram, since the Ram explains the Mishnah. On the basis of Undere, that the Ram explained the Gemara that way. That at first Rabbi mentioned the argument of Aris Asnovo. But then the Gemara said, we take it to Lishane. So the Gemara concedes that the Gosakos of Aris Asnovo has no application here. So it's only Rabbi in the Havamine applied on Aris Asnovo. But Rabbi is Chelik and Rabun is Din because of the Raya of the Mishneh. That's on the basis of Undere. But the Gemara, that this is how it appears the Ram explained. But the Gemara could be explained the other way. That when the Gemara says, V'chitei mikto mishane, V'achmani priyonsu, so it's an ayah that L'anamis asdomo does not apply only to Ktolet onshin. It has general significance. Now, the Rashi in Ksumes, at the beginning of Ksumes, so he says, that Yesh Na'in is beginning. The Gemara says there that Yesh Na'in is. In other words, if a Baal gives a get to an Isha and he stipulates it now, that the get should be chal if I don't return within Yudbeis Chedesh, the get should be chal. And then he tries to return, but then something happened. The bridge broke, the ferry broke down, something happened. And then he said, or sickness, he became sick, he was confined to bed, he couldn't walk. Something happened, and they didn't come. So the Nile was misguided, but it wasn't misguided deliberately, intentionally. Against this consent, the Nile was misguided. So the Raise Yesh Nile is meaning that the Kiyum at night Neinus is not considered as a fulfillment of the Nile. But, Mid Rabbonon, the Chachomim were misakin that the Kiyum at that Ain't Nile is meaning that the Kiyum at night Neinus should be considered as a Kiyum at night. Now the question arises, if with Raisi it's not considered a king of nine, so that means that she is not Nidoreshes. If he said, Harezi Gidechim, he was in the Kamba to Beis Chedesh, and then he wanted to come, but then the ferry broke down, and he didn't come. He didn't come the last day of the Beis Chedesh. So with Raisi, it's not considered a king of nine, so she's not Nidoreshes, so she's a Mishishish. How can the Chachomim say, it is a king of nine, and she can get married, so she's a Mishishish? So, because Akin Rabon Dushime, because of Tzuez, because of Kutes, whatever the reason is, Akin Rabon Dushime. So the Gemara says, that base, that Gimun Tzuez, that with the Raise, it's Yeshtai is me. But the Chachom Mom Misake, through Hefke, Bet and Hefke, Akin Rabon Dushime, that Ain't Nai is beginning. So Rashi says, with the Raise, we have it. So Rashi says, Shemotzinu Taneseinis Nateo, Shenema Bonanaro is Asadon. So we see that Rashi was really on the Ram's pshat in the Gemara. You see, the Ram explained that even though Rabbi at the very outset said, Onusu, Onus Chachmane Patre, that the Kiyum at Nai Beinus is not the Kiyum at Nai, I'm the scholar, Ali Sasidobo, but then the Gemara said, Vitei Mikoveshane, and then the Gemara said, Vatnam. So the pshat in the Gemara is, Eino Chaname, Ktobi Shane, but here, a Kiyum at Nai Beinus, is not a king at night because of Undere. So it is considered as if he's stipulated. Only if you don't appear for supper when you are in a situation to appear. But if you are not in a situation to appear, if you are in a hardship situation, so then